Jeff Carter is in the house.
Thank you for choosing our podcast. In just a moment, he drives a Ford Escort car. He's Kev the Boy Racer. He's got tinted windows on his car. We've also got Betty from Broadstairs. She'll put a smile on your face, head of Neighbourhood Watch. Plus, we're going to talk about something from days gone by, which is going to make you think, oh yeah, I remember that. First of all, this is what happened when Kev the Boy Racer popped into our studio. He's here with us in the radio station right now. His car is parked outside with tinted windows. He's a legend in his own imagination. Let's say hello to Kev the Boy Racer. Kev the Boy Racer.
Yeah. As a cameo, dude, my name's Kev. I love to rev. Now, I've got some special tips here to help people. None of us like to queue up. I bet you don't like queuing up.
I don't. I can't stand it. I mean, I just want to get on with stuff. And
well,
you're right.
This is what I advise.
Yes.
I went to the Alton Towers and I took Shaz along there, and there was such a long queue. I said to Shaz, Shaz, we can't wait in this queue forever. It's a very hot day. Look at this queue. It just stretches on and on and on.
And
there's
on.
Loads of people here. We've got to get to the front of the queue.
Mm.
With Shaz, she said, oh, I'd like to do that. She said, but how can we actually do that? I said, just wait here a moment, I'll go back to the car.
Right, so you went to the car.
A couple of minutes later, I came back with three cushions. Shaz, she looked at me and she looked at those three cushions. She said, Kev, what are you doing with three cushions? What's going on here?
I mean, it seems a bit weird.
I said, don't worry, I want you to put them under your jumper and then we can get to the front of the queue and say that obviously you're pregnant. Yeah. So we walked past all those people and some of them did look at us, and then I pointed to Shaz and they said, oh, that's okay, shrugged their shoulders, or you go to the front of the queue, pal. So anyway,
yes,
we walked for about 5 minutes past this long queue,
right,
and I said to Shaz, I winked at her and I said, Shaz, see, it's all working, isn't it? She said, Kev, you've come up with a great scheme. Anyway, we was right at the front of the queue there.
Yes, right at the front.
And the attendant came forward and he said, right, we've got the next people ready for the ride here. And then they looked at Shaz and they said, oh dear, oh dear. And we said, well, what do you mean, oh dear, oh dear? And they said, well, for safety reasons, you can't come on the ride if you're pregnant. I'm afraid we'll have to turn you away.
Oh dear. So it didn't work out then, really, Kev?
Yeah, it didn't go too well at all. I tell you, I was trying to help your listeners there to get to the front of the queue, but it didn't work. What do you think about that, me old dude?
Kev, that's terrible. Fancy trying that ploy. That is absolute, really, I don't, can't
Shaz,
believe you.
She said to me, she said,
yes,
that's another fine mess you've got us both into. Coming
mess
to the front of the queue here and we couldn't enjoy the ride. Yeah, they escorted us out afterwards. They said, if you're pregnant, you can't come into the Alton Towers. And none of these rides are for you. So they escorted us back to the car park. We'd driven all that way down there. It was a complete waste of time. Shaz, she won't help you at all. She hadn't been speaking to me for the last day.
I'm not surprised, Kev. I mean, really, what a stroke to try and pull.
Anyway, I've got to go now.
Yes.
I've got to say, hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes, there he goes. He's leaving the radio station right now. It's Kev the Boy Racer heading off and trying to get away with stuff as he normally does. But it just didn't work out there, though, did it?
Jeff Carter is in the house.
Here's something which is going to take you back a few years to a practice that you no longer need to be involved in, but at one time it was a fantastic ritual, especially on a Friday or a Saturday night. It was something to look forward to. It was your trip down to Blockbusters to get yourself a movie to hire. Now, do you remember they used to come with those adverts at the beginning? piracy of videos is terrible. And you normally see somebody maybe trying to copy a video, and then suddenly this frightening thing would happen and they just shut down their computer. Well, apparently, new studies revealed those adverts didn't work. In fact, they had the opposite effect and encouraged piracy even further. The adverts, if you remember, were meant to make you feel guilty and to do the right thing. But in actual fact, it made people groan in frustration while they were watching their VHS videos. And apparently, because of course you had to try and then skirt through it, didn't you? You had to fast forward because you didn't want to watch that piracy thing. And I remember you did feel a little bit on the wrong foot with it all, because I remember often I'd bought stuff. It was stuff that I'd paid for, or I had hired it from Blockbuster. So obviously I'd hired it. I'd paid to hire it. I just wanted to watch it for one night, enjoy it and take it back. And then you see all these piracy things and you think, well, hang on, I have already paid for this. I'm actually not pirating it. So apparently it made people groan in frustration, and many of them decided that it was okay to copy it. So those adverts that we used to sit through telling us that piracy was terrible didn't serve any purpose whatsoever. It's time right now on the radio station to catch up with Betty from Broadstairs and find out what she's been up to. Hello, Betty, and welcome to the radio show.
Hello, yes, it's Betty from Broadstairs. How are things going down there? That's why this radio station, Mr. Jeffrey.
I told you before, don't call me Mr. Jeffrey. Anyway, I understand that, you know, things are going on there in Kent. And as far as your husband Arthur is concerned, there seem to have been some problems.
Yes, that's right. I tell you what, I've got trouble with the varicose veins and the blood pressure. I don't like to talk about it, and I normally don't. But the blood pressure's up a bit, and I think Arthur's partly responsible for this. Yes, yes.
I see. How exactly is Arthur responsible for your medical conditions then? I don't quite get this.
Well, the thing is, Mr. Jeffrey, every day I give him time for himself, but men must be managed, and they can't be left on their own for too long. I allow him 10 minutes every day to get involved in his hobbies. 10 minutes. 10 precious minutes. Then there has to be activities around the home and things to be done. We have to maintain our home life. And the thing is, the other day I called Arthur going on to the Amazon there trying to order some books. And the thing is, he's always ordering these books about the war. And then when we go on holiday, we have to go and look at all these castles and all this kind of stuff. And to be honest, some of it's a little bit depressing. We don't want to keep going on about the war. So what I did is, and he didn't realise this, well, he'd left his Amazon. I went onto the Amazon website. I've got all his passwords because I can't trust him to have any passwords for himself or spend money without my permission. So I checked some of the books, and to be honest, we're not going to be going around Europe looking at some of the greatest war sites. So I changed the book order, so Arthur now has got some great books to read, including How to Improve Your Garden by Spending 10 Hours in It Every Day.
I see. So you've got him doing 10 hours gardening every day then?
Yes, yes, that's right. But it's not only that. Also, he's got a book now which is called Spend 10 Hours Every Day Putting Up Shelves and Doing Jobs Around the Halls.
I see. Poor old Arthur. So basically then 10 hours of every day is spent on doing jobs around the house. I do feel sorry for Arthur, to be honest, Betty. I think you're pushing him just a bit too far.
No, not at all. It keeps my blood pressure round when I keeps it nice and low when I can see that he's doing the jobs and I can keep an eye on him. Now he's doing gardening and putting up cupboards. He's never been so invigorated all his life. Anyway, I've got to go now because I've got to keep an eye on him and make sure that he's not slacking in any of his jobs. And I say to all ladies, make sure that your man is reading the right kind of books. Always order books about gardening and putting up shelves.
And remember, ladies, when men try to just buck the system and don't read those books, remember, you're not for turning. Yes, ladies, we're not for turning.
I'll say to you now, cheer up, cheer up.
There she goes. Yes, Arthur's now doing jobs around the house, including gardening and putting up shelves. I'm sure he's enthralled and excited about that. We're taking a look at stuff that used to be free, but now you'd be amazed to realise that you've been paying for it for years. Once upon a time, it was free. So you go into the garage, you just drive in there in a nice and lovely fashion, you get your petrol or your diesel, and you think, hang on, while I'm here, I'll just get some air in the tyres. Air used to be free. It's still free to breathe. But it's not free when you go into your petrol station. Nowadays, you've actually got to pay to put air into your tyres. Have you noticed this? I know this started a few years ago, didn't it? But once upon a time, it was absolutely free. It's as if some accountant has come along and thought, well, you know what? We've got these customers coming in here. How can we make some more money? Well, look, we're giving them air for free. Charge them for it.